Why do some meals leave you energized while others send you crashing into an afternoon slump? The culprit isn't laziness or lack of willpower. It's a tiny molecule coursing through your veins right now. Glucose, the simple sugar your body burns for fuel, might be the most important health metric you've never tracked. When it spikes and crashes throughout the day, it doesn't just affect your energy. It controls your mood, weight, skin health, disease risk, and even how quickly you age. Here's the sobering truth. Only 12% of Americans are metabolically healthy, meaning 88% of us ride a glucose roller coaster that quietly damages our bodies. But unlike complex health interventions, managing glucose requires no restrictive dieting, expensive supplements, or extreme protocols. Instead, simple strategic choices, changing when you eat certain foods, adding a splash of vinegar, taking a brief walk, can transform your health while you continue enjoying the foods you love. Glucose powers your body's 30 trillion cells, burning 8 billion billion molecules every second. When stable, you feel focused and energized. But spikes exceeding 30 milligrams per deciliter trigger three devastating processes. First, overwhelmed cellular power plants produce free radicals that damage DNA and cell membranes. Second, glucose molecules randomly attach to proteins through glycation, essentially toasting your tissues from the inside. Like bread that can't be untoasted, this damage becomes permanent. Third, your pancreas floods your system with insulin, storing excess glucose as fat and blocking fat burning. The symptoms appear everywhere: stubborn weight gain, constant hunger, afternoon crashes, cravings, acne, mood swings, brain fog, frequent illnesses, digestive problems, hormonal imbalances, and eventually heart disease and diabetes. Glucose management represents a powerful lever you control through simple daily choices. Plants invented glucose through photosynthesis, transforming air, water, and sunlight into matter. This molecule became the foundation of all plant structures. Connected hand to hand, glucose molecules create flexible starch. Connected hand to foot, they form rigid fiber. To attract animals for seed dispersal, plants convert some glucose to fructose, a molecule 2.3 times sweeter and concentrated in fruits. This system worked perfectly when humans consumed glucose within intact plant structures, where fiber slowed absorption. Modern food processing shattered this balance by removing fiber while concentrating starch and sugars, breeding sweeter fruits, and driving consumption to 94 pounds of sugar annually per person. Our evolutionary programming makes this particularly dangerous. We're hardwired to crave sweetness because it historically signaled safe, energy-rich foods, triggering dopamine release. Laboratory mice will press a lever for dopamine until they starve. Humans face the same biological compulsion with sweet foods. This isn't a willpower issue, but a profound mismatch between our biology and our food environment. Modern processed foods create dramatic blood sugar spikes, followed by crashes that trigger cravings, fatigue, and long-term damage. Glucose spikes overwhelm your cells like shoveling excessive coal into a train engine, creating three compounding problems. First, glucose overload generates excessive free radicals that damage DNA, cell membranes, and mitochondria. While our bodies have natural antioxidant defenses, glucose spikes overwhelm them, creating oxidative stress that drives aging and disease. Fructose generates even more free radicals than glucose. Second, excess glucose randomly attaches to proteins and fats through glycation, a process that accelerates dramatically with spikes. Fructose glycates molecules 10 times faster than glucose, which is why sugary foods age us more rapidly than starchy ones. The HbA1c test measures glycated red blood cells, directly indicating glucose management. Third, your pancreas releases insulin to store excess glucose, first filling your liver, then muscles, and finally converting the remainder to fat. Fructose bypasses this system, going straight to the liver where much converts directly to fat. We can only burn stored fat when insulin levels are low, making fat storage a one-way street. This explains why people exercise regularly yet struggle to lose weight with unstable glucose levels. The most powerful strategy for flattening glucose curves requires no special foods, just changing the order in which you eat. Research shows that eating fiber first, protein and fat second, and starches and sugars last reduces glucose spikes by 73% and insulin spikes by 48%, an effect rivaling diabetes medications. When starches or sugars hit an empty stomach, they quickly convert to glucose, creating spikes. But eating vegetables first changes everything. Fiber slows gastric emptying and creates a viscous mesh in the intestine that impedes glucose absorption. Protein and fat also slow digestion when eaten before carbohydrates. Bernadette, 57, transformed her health by eating vegetables first, then protein, then carbs. Within days, her afternoon fatigue disappeared, her insomnia resolved, and she lost 5 pounds in 9 days without trying. This approach mirrors traditional eating patterns worldwide, from Mediterranean antipasti to Iranian herb starters. For maximum benefit, aim for a 1-to-1 ratio of vegetables to carbohydrates, with vegetables consumed first. This simple sequencing strategy costs nothing and allows you to enjoy all your favorite meals while dramatically reducing their health impacts. A Stanford study found cornflakes with milk spiked glucose into diabetic ranges for 16 of 20 healthy participants, some exceeding 200 milligrams per deciliter. With 2.7 billion cereal boxes sold annually in the U.S., millions unknowingly damage their bodies each morning. Breakfast timing amplifies the problem. Empty stomachs mean rapid sugar absorption, often causing the day's biggest spike. A high glucose breakfast deregulates glucose levels for all subsequent meals, creating a day-long roller coaster. Olivia's transformation illustrates this. Despite worsening acne, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep problems, she continued drinking fruit smoothies, believing them healthy. After discovering they caused massive spikes, she switched to a savory breakfast, an omelet with avocado, sunflower seeds, olive oil, and sea salt. The change brought immediate improvements in well-being, energy, mental clarity, and academic performance. The most effective strategy is embracing a fully savory breakfast. An ideal glucose-steady breakfast contains protein, Greek yogurt, eggs, cheese, nuts, healthy fats, butter, olive oil, avocado, fiber from vegetables, and optional starch or whole fruit. This transformation sets you up for stable energy, reduced cravings, and better cognitive performance throughout the entire day. Individual responses to foods vary dramatically based on baseline insulin levels, muscle mass, gut microbiome, hydration, sleep, stress, hormones, and genetics. When the author and her friend Luna ate identical cookies and ice cream, the author's glucose spiked to 170 milligrams per deciliter, while Luna's barely reached 110 milligrams per deciliter. Despite these differences, fundamental principles work for everyone. Eating carbs last reduces glucose spikes by 73%, adding 2 tablespoons of vinegar decreases post-meal glucose by 30%, and just 10 minutes of movement after meals lowers glucose peaks by up to 40%. Your symptoms, sugar cravings, afternoon crashes, acne, anxiety, joint pain, brain fog, and mood swings are powerful messages. By understanding glucose's role and implementing targeted strategies, you can transform your health without restrictive dieting. Your body isn't broken. It's responding to signals you control. Start with one change. Eat vegetables before pasta, take a 10-minute walk after dinner, or add vinegar to your water before meals. These aren't sacrifices. They're strategic choices that honor both your health and your joy.